USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Elon Musk is purchasing Twitter for $44 billion. The deal comes 2 weeks after the Tesla and SpaceX CEO first offered to buy the social media company. Musk has vowed to, quote, unlock the platform's potential by loosening what he says are unfair restrictions on free speech. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin snuck to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over the weekend. This was the highest-level visit by American officials since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began. They pledged more than $300 million in foreign military financing. That's in addition to the $165 million sale of ammunition. Tech stocks helped Wall Street end Monday on a positive note. The Dow closed up 238 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 166 points. The S&P 500 gained 24. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio, who was convicted of the 2007 death of her daughter Mariah. The stay was granted so a lower court can review evidence she claims would exonerate her. Michelle Lucio, a daughter-in-law, spoke to reporters by phone.
We are just overwhelmed with so much joy. Like, this is, we are so grateful for everybody and every single body that has fought so hard for her.
The stay comes as doubts about Melissa Lucio's guilt has been raised. The case has attracted the attention of lawmakers, celebrities, and even some of the jurors who sentenced her to death. Two parents sentenced to prison in the Varsity Blues college admissions bribery scandal are appealing their convictions. Former Stables executive John Wilson and former casino executive Gamal Abdelaziz say they believe they were making legit donations to get their kids into elite universities. They are the only parents who have gone to trial in the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Miscommunication in a Florida courtroom that caused some potential jurors to be improperly dismissed is prompting officials to start the jury selection process all over again in the trial against Nicholas Cruz, the gunman in the Parkland school shooting.
Cruz pleaded guilty to murdering 17 people during a rampage back in 2018. Circuit Judge Elizabeth Schreier addresses candidates for the new jury.
There are rules that all jurors must follow. A basic rule is that jurors must decide the case only on the evidence presented in the courtroom.
Cruz faces a death penalty. His public defense attorney disagrees with the decision to select a new jury. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Canadian government calling for an independent public inquiry into its decision to use a law for the first time ever to deal with trucker protests against COVID-19 restrictions. Those who participated blocked border crossings and clogged the streets of Ottawa, Canada's capital. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act, which gave the government extraordinary powers on a temporary basis to police the clear protesters and freeze the bank accounts of those involved. The Supreme Court has declined to hear a case from parents that want to block a new admissions policy at a Virginia high school that a lower court ruled was discriminatory against Asian Americans. Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology can continue to use the policy for now as the Fairfax County School Board appeals the lower court ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.